Hi, welcome. Welcome to this first day of our Fire of Truth journey of three nice days where we get to sit with our gift, where we get to sit with our medicine, where we get to really connect to the inner voice, listening, transforming, celebrating. So today is our day of harvest. It's Lugnasad, it's that moment where the harvest season begins, and so today that energy is in the universe, it's around you. And so this morning session is about harvest. It's about becoming aware. It's about looking closely at what is there and celebrating it and harvesting it. And so the first exercise today would be today's is all about writing it down, collecting the information, but also about listening. So this is why I wanted you to take some space in the morning to have half an hour to be in silence, in contemplation, in receptivity. So if you managed to make an altar or a sacred space prepared, that's the time. Be ready. Look at the email. You have two recordings in there, links to the recordings, which I suggest for you. But if you have your own meditation practice or any other practice which helps you to connect and to be silent and in mode of observation and listening, then I'll invite you to do that. If you have already a practice, and if this is not new to you, I want to just mention, just be aware and have the intention for today to be surprised and to hear things, to see things, to feel things, to experience things in a different way, to experience maybe something new, to hear something new. And if there are things coming up which you've already heard, which you've already done, where you're thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe this is still there and it's still coming back, and how come this is still there, to be in the position of observation, of witnessing, of harvesting. We just want to collect the things today. And so we want to be free and open, a new page. And so in this writing exercise for today, I invite you to also physically have a new blank page, knowing that you are in the portal of a new season. You're in the portal of new opportunities. You're in the portal of aligning yourself completely new. And I put in the title of the Fire of Truth, to be honest with ourselves. That's why the truth is in there. To be really, truly honest with ourselves, without judgment, what we should, what we shouldn't. And also what we would like to and we couldn't. So the shoulds, should, could, would, we leave them aside. We don't engage in them. And when they come up, we send them away and we are open to the new. All right. So have a look, read through the email, and then begin with that time of making empty space. Silent space, letting the mind calm down, connecting to the inner voice, and then let yourself be surprised. So I invite you to really do this in a protective space where you know you're not going to be disturbed for just a half an hour. And I do that. I do the visualization. I do the meditation. Then I write down what comes. And then I get up and I make myself a cup of tea. And then I sit down again, and then I continue. And if you are in that space, you can even then take it into your morning walk, into your garden, as you walk around your flowers, whatever it is that you do in the morning, which might continue that awareness and that listening. I always like that when the body moves a little, okay? So you can also maybe do your yoga exercises, dip with your Nesiti or whatever, okay? You get the idea. You don't have to. If you're done after the half an hour, no problem. And then in the day, if you have thoughts popping up or life showing you situations which are related to the questioning of today, to the questions which you read in the email, continue to take note. And then tonight, before you go to bed in the evening, take your notes back and, as instructed in the email, try to organize them into the things which work, into the things which you know you want to change or which don't align to your values, but you're doing them anyway. And then make these two sides and look at the gap. I wish you a really, really beautiful day of harvesting and surprise and joy.